Talk Live. Give us a call at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
And this is the live Sunday version of Free Talk Live. And we had been talking about the Ames, Iowa straw poll, but we're now going on to, what was this about the internet we've got to talk about?
Yeah, we actually have some interesting tech news, and I always like to say that when people make comments like, oh, technology can be used for bad purposes, it can be used to track people, to control people, stuff like that by the government, I always like to say that just like the answer to bad speech is more speech, the answer to bad technology is more technology, right? And so
I agree. Mm-hmm. Entirely, I agree. At this point, if you consider what sort of the freedom of man compared to, say, 300 or 400 years ago, I'm currently listening to the audiobook of Conceived in Liberty by Murray Rothbard.
Ooh.
It's really great.
Mm-hmm.
And I frankly couldn't make it through all those volumes on my own, but it's great. I just pop it in the car, and I can listen in a bunch of different ways. And I think about, you know, sort of the difference in the way man treats man now versus how they did 300 years ago, and there haven't been that many progressions in human liberty. There certainly are some, and they're notable, no doubt, but technology is really what has, and when I say man, I mean man and woman, technology is what really has made life far more free and enjoyable than it was 300 years ago.
Definitely.
It's technological improvements, and this is what's really going to set us free as a...
Oh, yeah. And one of the biggest reasons for that is because we can automate tasks that a human would have to do if the technology weren't there, so that we can free up time to do things that we want to do, right?
That seems to be largely what technology is about, right?
Mm-hmm.
And communications, I think, is the other aspect of it. Technology really has allowed communications and longer lives. That's
living longer is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
And being
I think
free
that's
from
really
going
to increase exponentially in the future, is what I believe.
Well, I hope so. And I mean, the whole longevity thing is a very fascinating subject, and there are people who are into kind of transhumanism, and they say, you know, we just need a technology that extends our lifespan for 10 or 20 years until the next life-extending technology can be invented, and then you just kind of keep riding that wave, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I find that interesting. But anyway, we were going to discuss this article from Gizmag, which is part of Gizmodo, right? I guess.
I always thought it was Gizmodo is all the same thing, but go ahead, yeah.
Okay, so the headline is, new system could make censorship of internet sites virtually impossible.
Yeah, because the government does do censorship. They'll shut down.
Many governments around the world, China is one that comes to mind, right?
The U.S. government does, too.
Yeah.
They'll shut down...
the British government has been threatening...
Sites.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, they just did that recently, a few months ago, didn't they?
Shut down by order of the Department of Homeland Security. It's real official scary crap.
Yeah, and there have been websites where people will go to them one day, and they'll just be down, and it'll say the Department of Homeland Security has, like, seized their DNS registry or whatever, and it's pointing to the Homeland Security website.
And WikiLeaks is another good example.
Mm-hmm.
Governments all over the world, including the United States government, chasing WikiLeaks around. Just people who are dispersing information.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So, Chinese citizens, says the article, could once again enjoy lolcats on YouTube, as well as content.
I love the LOL cats.
Do you call them LOL cats?
Yeah. Is that what they're called?
I call them lolcats, but LOL is acceptable, I guess. Call them whatever you want. They're cute. Whatever. Chinese citizens could once again enjoy content that's critical of the communist government as well if a new system developed by researchers at the University of Michigan and the University of Waterloo in Canada were implemented. The researchers claim the system called Telex would thwart internet censorship and make it virtually impossible for a censoring government to block individual sites by essentially turning the entire web into a proxy server. And now this
proxy
is interesting.
Server.
Proxy server is, as I understand it, I'm really not the best tech person, but what I understand...
Your computer going through another computer to get on the internet, is that right?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
So your computer... an example of a proxy server is, there's a privacy expert, Catherine Albrecht, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she has this website that you can go to. I'm blanking out on the name.
Startpage.com?
So startpage.com is a proxy server.
Gotcha.
And it anonymizes you, basically, so that your IP address or the address of your individual computer, internet connection, whatever, is not associated with visiting a certain website. It's it's all coming from startpage.com, and it can't be traced back to a certain individual.
Gotcha.
So they're saying that they've invented this technology developed by some computer scientists, I guess, at universities, that would turn the entire web into a proxy server, which is pretty cool. So it goes on, those looking to circumvent site blocks can certainly route requests through a proxy server that acts as an intermediary from clients seeking to connect with block servers. Sensors are able to monitor the content of traffic on a whole network, so they will be able to eventually find and block the server and block the proxy too. I didn't understand that.
Well, read it again, because I didn't either.
I don't know how much good that would do us, but it kind of creates a cat and mouse game, said J. Alex Halderman, an assistant professor of computer science and engineering at UM, who was explaining this to his computer and network security class when he first hit upon the idea of tackling the problem in a different way. So I guess it's saying that it's confusing, or the address that's connecting to certain websites is kind of jumping around, and so it's difficult to pin down exactly what it is. I think that's what it's saying. If you understand this better, feel free to call in. What is it? 855-450-FREE.
That's right. 855-450-FREE. That's the SICL CAI toll-free line.
What I can understand of this article is that basically, one, it's creating a way for people to access websites that's not necessarily coming from their computer, and that it circumvents blocked websites by governments and things like that. So, very interesting stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it does
sound very valuable, because they are talking about censoring internet, especially in places.
Absolutely. The government wants to get its hands on the internet badly. It knows that it's a valuable tool, and it wants it to only do the things it wants it to do. Mm-hmm. You know, it's scared to death of people getting a hold of pornography that it doesn't like, extreme pornography of some sort or another. It's scared to death of people, you know, learning bomb making, hearing subversive messages. It hates the idea of even you know, people, bitcoins. I mean, yeah. I think the government's very concerned about bitcoins. It ought to be, because
I think they issued some kind of a press release, but I haven't heard much about that lately.
Yeah, I don't think that they're really what can they really do about them?
I don't know, nothing really, because it's a peer to peer thing. It's totally decentralized. But you know, this people think of censorship as something of censorship of the internet as something that happens in like the Middle East and the Third World and China and other places that are thought of by Americans as having totalitarian governments. But it happens in Australia.
Yep.
It happens
in the United States, just it doesn't mm-hmm. happen in ways that the average person who doesn't gamble online really cares about.
Yep.
You know, there's some people that there's particular types of deviant sex sites that have had some trouble. Certainly, you know, when you're talking about sort of illegal sex with minors and things like that, obviously those people, I don't know what I have no idea how those people operate, but sort of under the scope of government control on the internet. Mm-hmm. But clearly they're able to do it.
It's funny because you hear a lot of stories about government bureaucrats who maybe got on the bad side of the wrong people in their department or whatever, mm-hmm. who are busted for looking at child porn at work. And you know,
I wonder how many of them, this is how they go after people. I just wonder, you know, yeah. They've got a thumb drive full of kiddie porn that they just stick right on somebody's computer and then lock their butt up.
Oh, yeah, because even the accusation of child porn can be devastating to someone's reputation. They just have to be accused. They don't even have to be convicted of it.
Yeah.
And when governments can and police groups can, you know, throw around those accusations with impunity, essentially, it costs them nothing to accuse someone of that, but it can really ruin someone's life.
So is this some kind of technology that's going to be uploaded on the internet as we know it today? Or is it some kind of technology for, like, the new internet if the government comes after this internet or something like that?
Well, it says the researchers say that they're at the proof of concept stage and have developed software for researchers to experiment with. So it's not available to the general public now, but I assume it will be soon.
On the regular internet, you wouldn't have to do anything any differently.
No, you just connect to an HTTPS secure site, and then it'll connect to different other sites that you want to access.
Essentially, StartPage will do that for you. I mean, it's a little cumbersome, but it could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 12th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,752.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,795.91, $897.96 for a half ounce, and $448.98 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,795.91, $897.96, or $448.98.
The Constitution and Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore and trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter ounce pure gold coin. For only $480 plus shipping and handling, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Give us a call at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free call-in line. It's 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
And this is the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Stephanie, tell me real quick about the Free State Project.
Well, the Free State Project is an organization that's encouraging liberty-loving individuals to get together and move to New Hampshire for the purpose of getting active for more freedom in our lifetimes. And you and I have both moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. You can find out more about them at freestateproject.org.
Yeah, it's a great idea. If you're upset about the inexorable growth of government in the United States, you don't think there's anything that can be done about it, That's how I felt. That's why I picked up and moved my life for the Free State Project. FreeStateProject.org. Go over there and give them, sign them up. So let's go to, this is the show about your calls. So let's go to Spooked in, is it Michigan? Spooked. I'll just see if I can push this button. Hello.
Hi. How are we doing?
Just fine. What you calling about?
Well, I just wanted to share a little bit about my experience with our son's hospital.
Your son's
experience.
Hospital? Okay.
He got hurt on a farm accident and broke his femur.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And as all good parents would do, we rushed him into the hospital. And while there, I mean, you know, they were professional people, no doubt about it. But some of the invasive questions that they're asking people, I would just encourage people to stay in control of the situation and be aware of these things. And that's why I'm sharing it. Is one of the questions that he was asked was, you know, does he go to school, for example? It's just one of the questions that they ask. And where they're, you know, they're fishing for reasons to dig into your life, into your personal life. And I just simply told the nurse, I said, you know, this is totally beside the point. You're here to take care of my son. He's hurt. You're not here to educate him. And they really do not have any jurisdiction. They're not the police. They're not an investigator. They're not authorized to investigate you.
Well, let me play devil's advocate here, Spooked. I can sort of understand why they might ask that question because, you know, while he may have broken his femur, I think as doctors, you know, often are very compassionate and care about children and care about people in general, they want to make sure that he has well-being in all areas of his life. And, you know,
but
some parents...
none of his business.
Well, some parents do abuse their children. I mean, no
that's
doubt
true.
About that. So I think it's okay for them to ask those questions, maybe. But
what their definition of abuse is always what concerns me, though.
Sure.
I mean, hospitals love to believe that they know what's best. It seems to me that people in hospitals tend to believe that they know what's best. For instance, there was some sign when my wife was at the hospital to before we just sort of doing the pre-baby stuff. There was some sign that said all babies must receive this and this shot, and I said, well,
right.
What's that stuff mean? They're like, oh no, we don't have to do that. Then why does it say must? Must has a specific meaning.
Because most people don't question that, Mark.
Right, I understood, but
yeah.
they said that it didn't mean that, and I find that very, very concerning.
Well, I think you'll see this more happening more often nowadays. As the government spends more of the money on health care, they're going to be able to call the shots a lot more in how people receive their care, and the hospitals almost are becoming more and more like an arm of the government.
They certainly are.
Yeah, and they take this tone with people, like, you must do this, you must do that. When I think really, and I'm in the medical field, I really think that as physicians, we have a responsibility to convince people, to persuade people. If a treatment is so good or if something that we want to do has a valid reason, it should stand on its own, and we should be able to take the time to explain that to a patient and let them know why we're doing everything that we're doing and why it would benefit them. Because that's really who we're working for, the patient.
That's exactly right. You're working for the patient, so it has to stay. You have to keep in mind that you need to explain to them why you think that they need to be doing this or that or the other, but they also need to leave it up to the patient or his guardians to then decide what is best for that individual.
And
I completely agree with you.
I think you're absolutely right, Spook, that one needs to go into the hospital with the understanding that, the fact is, you got to be careful. Many of these people believe that they know what's best for you and that they believe that you're dangerous to yourself and others if you don't listen to what they say, and therefore they'll take your kid from you or lock you up in a crazy house. And, I mean, these stories, they happen. And
well, let me give you a real legitimate story that just happened to one of my friends in Canada. Now, Canada and the U.S. is pretty much the same as far as it comes to their child kidnapping rings. But what happened is her little girl got hurt while she was out hanging up clothes. The elder girl brought a fruit bowl off of a countertop and brought it down, and the baby somehow, the elder girl dropped the fruit bowl and somehow cut the baby's neck.
Oh, God.
didn't kill it, but it was ugly. It was terrible. It was a bad accident. So what is the first question that they ask her when they bring her in? Here's this mother all in a panic about this terrible accident that happened to her little girl.
And why did you cut your baby?
Question, no, the very first question was, do you spank your children?
Wow, that seems to
nothing,
be really ignoring.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Exactly. Nothing
it's ignoring the immediate
the
problem. Mm-hmm.
Nothing to do with the situation. And, of course, this mother is a fluster. She's a Christian, of course. So, of course, she spanks her children just like the Bible tells you to.
Oh, no, no, no. I completely disagree with that. No, children are people. Sorry.
That's what the Bible teaches. Is
well, the
it
Bible
doesn't
teaches
mean it's
slavery,
right.
too.
Yeah, the Bible
wait,
teaches...
Wait a second. Spooked. The Bible teaches yeah. slavery, too. And it teaches that you're allowed to hit your wife. Do you do those things?
No, the Bible does not teach slavery.
The heck it doesn't.
Yeah.
It gives advice on masters and servants. What does that mean to you?
It just simply is giving them direction. It's not condoning it. It tells you that if you should want to be free, you should be free rather. But what I'm saying here is godly child discipline.
Oh, no, I can't allow you to go on, Spooked. I'm sorry.
If it's abusive, then it's wrong.
No.
Don't you think there are better ways to get your kid to do what you want them to do rather than hitting them?
Right.
What?
That's part of the constitutional freedom.
I'm not saying you don't have the
raising your children.
I'm not saying you don't have that freedom, Skip.
Spooked. I feel
skipped. Spooked.
Spooked. Yeah. Spooked. I think that teaching children that violence solves problems is something that comes along with spanking, and I would not want to teach a child that hitting is what solves problems. Every study that's been done on this has shown that children who are hit by their parents at home have more likely to have emotional problems as they get older, to be violent themselves, to get into more fights at school, to have, you know, serious emotional and psychological repercussions. And especially now when there's so much knowledge out there about parenting and about how to help kids understand which behaviors are beneficial and which are not without hitting them, there's no excuse for it.
Can I tell you the difference between hitting a child and disciplining a child?
There's no difference.
Hold the line.
Oh, no.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Give us a call at 855-450-3733. That's the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI, 855-450-FREE. If you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, check out ManVentureOutpost.com. They carry knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. Some prices are so low they can't even be mentioned on the air. The manufacturers specify that you can't mention prices below a certain threshold. Get an additional 5% off those already low prices with coupon code FTL. That ought to cover your shipping and handling at ManVentureOutpost.com. We were just on with Spooked, and we went from hospitals to spanking, and I wanted to bring Spooked back on here so that he asked to explain the difference between spanking and abuse.
Spanking and hitting or
something like that.
Abuse.
Is that right, Spooked? You there?
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah, if you would allow me to calmly explain my position here uninterrupted, I would appreciate that.
Did get a whole segment. I just want to make that clear. And we brought you
you're
back.
Not entitled.
It's not like, it's not like you're getting abused here.
Sure. I appreciate that very much. So here in a very short version of the position is that, first of all, anger is wrong. Okay, so let me establish that fact very clearly.
God doesn't have righteous anger?
A parent doing anything, well, okay, that's a different subject. But when you are angry at your child, then that is automatically going to turn into abuse. But when, in fact, a child is doing something to harm another person, a sibling, or doing something that endangers its life morally, physically, or spiritually, the parents are supposed to be there to correct and guide that child.
I would absolutely agree with that. But when you're talking about hitting as opposed to, say, timeouts or other kinds of punishments that one has, aren't you really just teaching the child big people, strong people? Strong people in organizations are allowed
right,
to tell
right.
weak little people what they can and can't do, rather than convincing them that there are ways to solve problems without hitting.
Well, the whole moral of the story is that it is important to use discipline. Okay.
Hey, Stuart,
I agree that it's important. You keep on using this term discipline, and I use discipline on my 3-year-old child. However, we have never spanked him, so.
Right.
I'm trying to be 100% clear. Am I a bad parent because I refuse to use spanking as a correction for my child?
You're not following the Bible, Mark.
Well, you're using a humanistic form, but I would very much encourage anybody to read Raising Godly Children in an Ungodly World by Ken Ham.
All right, Spook, you don't get to plug everything on the show, but I need to ask you a question. Is it okay for you to hit another adult?
To hit another adult.
Yes, to initiate.
I don't believe that. Actually, I believe in more of a non-resistant approach to life, as Jesus talks about turning the other cheek.
Okay, so is it then okay to hit a person who is a quarter or less of your size and cannot defend him or herself?
Yes, if it's done in a godly, physical manner for the betterment of...
I've had enough.
We're not going to convince you on this one, Spooked, and we do have other calls to take, so I appreciate the call. Give us a call at 855-450.
Just because you pull out... I'm sorry, Mark.
What's that?
Because you pull out God and you cloak it in religion, it doesn't make violence okay. It doesn't make it to hit a person who is... unable to defend themselves. And you know what I noticed? Most parents who hit their kids stop hitting their kids when the kid becomes old enough to hit back. Do you notice that?
Well, you know, I can see why.
If it's okay to hit a kid, at what point does it become not okay?
I can see that, you know, sometimes parents will use, different parents employ spanking in different fashions. And it's certainly effective. Right? Like it works to do what one wants to do in the short term. I'm interested. One thing they found is
that
children of parents that spank a lot are dumber than children who are not.
Yeah, because they're constantly scared. Their fight or flight mechanism is constantly activated.
It could be the reason that parents that choose to employ spanking on a regular basis are dumb to start with, so therefore they have dumb kids. It's hard to say.
70% of parents hit across all socioeconomic and intelligence classes and everything.
70%? I don't know. I mean,
that's the statistic that I
have. This is just talking about lots of spankings, but like multiple times per month kind of spanking. So let's go to Missouri and Sherry. Sherry, what would you like to talk about?
Hi. Well, actually, I called to say that Ian reminds me of the young man who stood in front of his tank in Tiananmen Square, and hallelujah to him for doing that.
Oh, thank you. It's quite costly to him.
I'm sure that he was. I'm sure he was inspired by that young man. Absolutely.
And well, but let's get to the doctors and the questions they ask. And
okay.
I will say this: they are only serving their master. Who is paying them? Is it Medicare, Medicaid? Most likely, it's government check that they're going to get.
Well, they're getting a lot of Medicaid and Medicaid.
A lot of doctors do.
That they get used to being the overlord, and therefore, because when I go to the doctor in hospital, and I've been asked all kinds of different things when I go, and I refuse to answer, I'm paying in cash, or I'm paying it, you know, from a credit card or something like that. So at that point, they should be serving me, but they're not doing that anymore because they're used to serving the government.
Well, and also some of it, I think, has to come from a concern from the patient, but the key for a good or successful doctor, I think, is to establish a relationship with a patient that's based on trust so that the patient trusts the doctor with that sensitive information that may help the doctor care for them better, right?
I think you're being a bit naive, and I believe that, you know, they are serving the people who are paying them and paying cash.
Well, some doctors do work directly for their patients, Sherry. I mean, some doctors do get just cash.
But I would presume that most of them don't. Otherwise, why would they be asking these questions that really make no difference in the child's welfare?
Well, Sherry, it does make a difference sometimes in a child's welfare. There are lots of different questions that I guess I could understand how people might think that they're intrusive. But, you know, sometimes doctors, for instance, will ask adults, do you use illegal, like, do you use cocaine or whatever? And, like, that does affect the person's health. So there is a reason for them to ask that. Now, I understand how someone might think that that's an invasive, intrusive question and may not want to answer it, especially if they're afraid that the doctor might, like, report them to some authority or something and get them in trouble. But the doctor is asking because it will help them care for the patient better.
I still believe it comes from their bottom line, the dollar, and who is paying them.
I think that it's good to be concerned with why they're asking and to ask questions back.
Well, where's the family? Where's the family then? If there was really a concern, the family would step in. It's not the doctor who you pay for his services to be the overboard of a family or the best interest of a child.
Right. I think that generally when doctors and nurses get involved in a family, I find that very concerning. Even when it comes to spanking, and if they ask if a child is being spanked, there was a situation recently where a woman was, I believe, put in jail and then put on probation for 2 years for spanking her child. I don't believe in spanking. I think that it is a unwise tool to use to discipline a child. However, I don't think this woman should. I mean, it's a common activity, and I don't think the judge should have just, used this opportunity to, legislate from the bench.
Well, Mark, just because it's common doesn't mean that it's right. And if a parent is hurting a child, if a child has broken bones or whatever.
Broken bones don't come from spanking. We're not talking about the same thing here. I mean,
if this woman was put in jail, I mean, it seems unlikely.
Regular spanking, a red bottom.
May I tell one story? And it was my daughter.
Sure, hold the line. Real quick. Hold the line.
Okay.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-4050-3733.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chaga Max capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this
this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's F-R-E-E, the SACL CAI toll-free call-in line. It's Mark.
And Stephanie.
And we are bringing you the live Sunday edition. Go check out freetalklive.com. We have the listen section of the website. It's listen.freetalklive.com, where we have all kinds of options for listening to Free Talk Live. The live stream, the radio program, all the radio stations we're on, the satellites, the webcam, the listen lines. You can listen to Free Talk Live in any way you want. It's listen.freetalklive.com. We're on with Sherry right now, and we've been discussing the spanking thing for the last couple of segments. It's always a hot topic, frankly. And Sherry, you're going to tell us a story about, I think it was your daughter in spanking, is that right?
No, it had nothing to do with spanking.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It was about the doctor
and the hospital.
And I will say, yes, she did get pregnant at an early age. She was under the age of 18.
Okay.
And so, therefore, our insurance considered her emancipated as soon as she was pregnant.
Interesting.
And so they didn't cover her, so she had to go to the county hospital.
Okay.
So when she goes in to give birth, they couldn't believe that she didn't smoke marijuana.
Okay.
And they said, we're going to give you a test. And that's just my whole thing. They presume too much.
I would agree.
Yeah, I agree with you, Sherry. I don't think that was right for them to do that.
You know, my wife and I decided after spending a little time with the hospital and the tests during the pregnancy that, you know, they're just not going to go that way. We ended up at a birth center, and, you know, the experience was great, and frankly, it's a lot cheaper to give birth at a birth center than it is at a hospital.
Pregnancy is not a disease.
Yeah, most women can handle a birth center just fine. That it handles all of their needs, and it's a lot cheaper, and you don't have to go through all these invasive questions that I often get. I feel the same pain. Stephanie, you're going into sort of the medical field, and I know you're going to try to make it better there. And I certainly applaud you for, working to fix it on the inside. But, I understand, Sherry. I think people, the average person needs to be informed when they walk into a hospital that perhaps everything that these folks are doing isn't for their best interest.
And, you know, as a patient, you should always feel empowered to take control of your own health care and remember that you're the one who this is supposed to be for the benefit of. And so if you feel a question is too intrusive or too invasive, you're always free to ask why. You know, why are you asking that? Can you just explain to me why you would need to know that information? I'm feeling a little uncomfortable now because I'm not getting the privacy that I need. I'm not getting the clarity about why you're asking this question. You know, those are always things you can say.
that just brings me back to, you know, the doctors and them serving who pays their paycheck.
Mostly it's the government. More than 50 cents. More than 50 cents on every healthcare dollar is comes from the government. That much is true. When you're talking about younger people, that's generally not true. But when it comes to older people, you know, you've got Medicare, Medicaid. Mm-hmm. These are all government-run programs. Sherry, thanks for the call this evening.
I would like to just address this whole spanking thing a little bit more.
Okay.
Because this is an extremely important issue to me. And, you know, I should have said to that guy, what was his name? Spooked.
Spooked.
I'm betting that he got hit when he was a kid.
I certainly did. You didn't get spanked?
No, I didn't. Okay. My parents were in the minority.
It's a rare child, rare person who's grown up and hasn't been spanked. I certainly did.
Yeah, I'm really sorry to hear that, Mark.
Well,
that's not okay.
I understand, but I don't feel scarred by it either.
Well, I'm glad that, but sometimes there's more to that than meets the eye. And do you think it was wrong that your parents spanked you?
I'm not 100% sure on this spanking topic. I think that I don't know. I mean, maybe there's a time and a place for it. I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
What I decided was to err on the side of discretion. I have one child, which means that I don't have three boys that are with it. If you can imagine three 4-year-old boys tearing at each other's hair, I don't know how parents handle these issues without using spanking, but it's certainly going out of style, and most of the child care experts say that this is not the way to handle child rearing.
Well, that's good news to me. I'm glad that they say that, but I don't think it's true that it's going out of style, although I hope that it does, and I think it really gets at the root of some of these problems in society. So I have an article here about a recent study that says children who receive physical punishment, such as slapping and spanking, are more likely to develop an aggressive behavior towards other children as compared to kids who don't get hit.
Wouldn't they?
Mm-hmm, because that's what they see. I mean, kids are extraordinarily able to observe and
mirror
what they see.
My son mimics the things I say.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes me very careful about the things I say.
Yeah, and he's not only mimicking what you say, I'm sure he's also mimicking the things that you do, right?
Yep.
So, I mean, parents should be conscious of that. So during the course of the study, the scientist who was doing the study observed 38 volunteer mothers and then he recorded their interactions with their kids for 6 or more days. So these mothers knew that they were being recorded. And one subject mother confessed that she slapped her 3-year-old baby 11 times for fighting with his sister. She slapped a 3-year-old 11 times. You'd think that after the first few times, she smacks him and he's still fighting, she would realize that maybe that's not the best solution to
stop
the fighting.
I'm wondering if this is 11 times, like, in a row, successive slaps, or whether this is different incidences.
And another mother in the study spanked her son just for turning the page of a book before she was finished reading that page when she was reading it to him.
Mm.
I mean, that's
this is being really, really into the control thing. And you'd think, now what was the percentage of people that spanked, you said?
So it says this study has exposed that roughly 70% to 90% of parents beat their children.
That should be a lot of godly
country.
Children, right? I mean, this is what Spook said, that spanking is the way that you raise godly children.
It's
and
unbelievable. They,
it seems
they
to
can't
me that,
justify
in
it.
In fact, we have a less than godly world out there, and you know, to me, what the Bible is a document that was written by Iron Age people with a poor understanding of perhaps spiritual, ideas and the way things are done.
No concept of the
scientific method. And to take child-rearing advice from those Iron Age folks is ludicrous to me. Why would God, I mean, people say that the Bible is written by God, but why would God stop writing? Why did he stop writing in, the end of the first century?
Well, and why, another important question to ask is, it's supposed to be a loving God, but regularly in the Bible, you know, he'll wipe out entire cities and he'll feel, you know, you'll feel his angry wrath and he's punching people.
I'm just trying to reason
it out. Girls are considered property of their fathers. Women are regularly raped in the Bible. They're not allowed to speak unless spoken to, that kind of thing. They're sold by their fathers into marriages, arranged marriages when they're very young. It's a travesty. It's not how we would treat people in this society today. So why would you take parenting advice from a book suggesting that you hit your kids that was written thousands of years ago? It just doesn't make sense. Kids are human beings.
Well, you know, to me, there's all kinds of things in the Bible that we don't do anymore. Multiple wife marriages, you know,
Some people do that.
The owning of people, which is masters
slavery.
And servants.
Yeah,
and
how could I forget slavery? I didn't mention that either.
Right, this is a big one. And, you know, there's human sacrifice in the Bible. You know, there's the situation where not just Isaac and Abraham, where God kind of stopped it all, you know, right, you know, this just psychological, this psyop against Abraham and Isaac, but in fact that there was a situation where I don't know the guy's name, but his daughter comes through the door, she's the first thing out, and they decide he's going to sacrifice her because God helped him win the battle, and in fact he does kill her. And
wow.
You know, these things are in the Bible. God commands them to kill every man, woman, and child in this city, and in fact if they don't kill the sheep they get in bigger trouble. This is the city of Ai.
Yeah,
that they conquered. So, you know, this is, and definitely spare the rod, spoil the child. This is definitely Old Testament stuff. This is not New Testament stuff where Jesus comes in and says these things.
Right, but people still take that advice as something that's valid.
I don't think Jesus advocating the spanking of children. I would love to know that for sure. I may be wrong on that, but it's been a while since I've read the Bible.
It doesn't matter to me if Jesus advocated the spanking of children or not. I think we can really observe. I mean, if you think about whether it's okay for someone to just hit another.
Are Christ-like. They're not Moses-like, right?
They should
tear off that Old Testament crap and throw it in the fire because it doesn't have anything to do with their God, supposedly. I mean, that's the way it is. It's a new deal under Christ. So, therefore, supposedly, if the commandments are given to spare the rod, spoil the child, I believe that's a New Testament or Old Testament one. That's just my guess. I mean, it certainly sounds Old Testament. You know, why would you?
I just think people have experienced this kind of abuse as kids. A lot of people were hit. 70 to 90% of parents all over the world hit their children. And, you know, most people don't think about it, and they never bring that to the forefront of their consciousness and allow their.
I guess my kid's going to grow up to be a little demon because he hasn't been, you know,
he doesn't seem demonic to me. He's very nice.
He's a good little boy. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Well, listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.